It is Friday, July 13th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, our tour of musical instruments continues with a lesson about the viola and a survey of its history. Plus, Teresa Maurer, our local food ambassador, says the watermelons are at the local farmers markets, and there is more than one way to eat a peach. Here's a hint: fire up the grill. And for this Friday the 13th, an abbreviated tour of some of the area's oddities.
First, a portion of the Arkansas River Valley is now classified as an area in exceptional drought. That is the worst possible ranking according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Five counties, including Pope, are listed in the classification. John Robinson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says in addition to exceptional drought, the portion of the state in extreme drought has doubled what it was about a week ago to 70%. He says it will take steady rains to lessen the conditions.
We need more gentle rains or perhaps a gentle rain followed by some heavier rain, but we do not want the heavy rain all at once. It's going to take a number of inches of rain before it will be out of drought. Now, 2 or 3 inches might get it out of exceptional back to extreme, but to get out of a severe drought, I would think, 4 or 5 inches at least.
He says the spotty recent rains in Arkansas have helped stifle some of the wildfire dangers, but did not alleviate the drought conditions. He says conditions could worsen next week.
Looking in the long range after perhaps another week, 10 days, we may get back into the pattern that we had before, where the high pressure that has shifted off to the west of us moves back over Arkansas. And if that ends up being the case, we'll certainly have some temperatures threatening 100 degrees again and far fewer showers and thunderstorms in the state each day.
John Robinson is with the National Weather Service. He says the dry conditions could mean water restrictions for some cities in the future.
The Environmental Protection Agency has awarded the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma $175,000 to provide continued support for the tribe's water pollution control program. The funds will be used to take water samples to assess surface water quality on tribal lands and compile data which may show changes over time and to determine if a more thorough watershed management program is needed. Sampling data will determine whether water quality standards are being met, note any changes in the quality or condition of the Cherokee Nation's water, and provide planning tools to improve the function and health of stream ecosystems. Northwest Arkansas Community College Board of Trustees Chair Alex Vasquez has appointed the college's presidential search committee. Becky Panite, Northwest Arkansas Community College president since 2003, announced this spring that she will retire from the post in June 2013 after 10 years of service. Those invited to participate on the committee represent students, faculty, and staff of the college, as well as several community members and college stakeholders. Among those selected include Dan Shoemaker, Dick Trammell, Mike Malone, and Denise Garner. The board has chosen to use the Association of Community College Trustees to manage the nationwide search process, including developing recruitment strategies, assisting with the review and screenings of applicants, and coordinating interviews and site visits. Costs for the consulting firm will be paid with unrestricted, undesignated funds from the NWACC Foundation. A total of $50,000 has been made available for the search process.
Members of the Keep Dollars in Benton County group turned in more than 56,000 signatures to the Benton County Clerk's Office yesterday. The group has worked over the past 5 months to secure enough signatures from Benton County voters to put up for vote in November whether or not retail alcohol sales should be legal in Benton County. The county clerk's office will now go through the process of validating the signatures to determine if 38% of registered voters in Benton County have signed a legal petition confirming their desire to bring the matter to a vote. According to the Benton County clerk's office, 38% of registered voters as of June 1st of this year is 41,171.
The University of Arkansas football team has 10 student athletes on the 2012 SEC Coaches Preseason All-SEC team. The Razorbacks had 4 representatives on the first team, 3 on the second team, 3 on the third team. The 10 selections ranks as the third highest total in the conference, trailing only the 11 members of the team from Alabama and LSU. Quarterback Tyler Wilson, running back Niall Davis, and wide receiver Kobe Hamilton were named to the first team offense and were joined on the first team by running back and kick returner Dennis Johnson in the all-purpose slot. Wilson is the only Razorback in school history to be named first team All-SEC QB, an honor he earned in 2011 after leading Arkansas to a school record tying 11 wins in his first full season as a starter.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are in an unusual spot, last place. The Nats, who have made the Texas League playoffs every year since relocating to Springdale, lost to the Springfield Cardinals last night 7-0 to fall to 5-14 in the second half standings. The Nats will play at Springfield again tonight.
And the weekend forecast includes a slight chance of afternoon showers for tomorrow and Sunday. Tonight, some clouds over the region with lows from the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas to mid-70s for the Arkansas River Valley. Saturday and Sunday forecasts identical. 20% chance of afternoon rain with highs in the mid-90s.